back to school and wait till you hear what she learned.
Plus, Kourtney Kardashian and Kris Jenner are both getting sentimental in different ways.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! Now, Sherry and Gary are out today, but joining us again is the hilarious comedian and co-host of the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, Vanessa Fraction!
What up, everybody? I'm happy to be here. So what do you have for us first, Tanner?
Oh, thank you, Vanessa. You guys remember Adele's fans were beside themselves when she postponed her Vegas residency earlier this year? We all remember that.
Yes.
Well, she's finally started her Weekends with Adele show, and it turns out Adele is also a magician as well as a singer because at the end of her show, she disappears into a cloud of heart-shaped confetti. Check this out. Goodbye.
What?
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
That's cute. Come on, magician.
Where'd she go?
A couple years ago, they would have needed more confetti.
That's
However,
cute.
Right now, it's like seamless.
It looks really good.
That was good.
Man, I'd pay money just to see her do magic at this point.
Really? That was cute. You got a real magician to help her with that one.
Just imagine if you could leave rooms like that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, my God.
You know, people would be impressed, but they would also be pissed because now they got to clean up.
Yeah.
at least you wouldn't have to say bye to a whole room full of people.
It's a lot of fun having head crack around, but damn, all this confetti.
Eat my dust, bitch.
Do you think she's going to have, like, other magic tricks? Like, you know, you can only do this one for so long.
Maybe she'll cut Rich Paul in half or something. You know what I mean? Like, he'll come out and like, dun-dun-dun-dun.
That is two of them.
Get up, come on, sit, you know? Okay. The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has been trying to stay relevant. Letting us in on her personal life with her new podcast, Archetypes.
Okay.
Is that how you say it?
Archetypes.
Archetypes?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like archetypes, like architects.
I thought it was like Archie, like Archie types.
Well, like Archie types is like the McDonald's Golden Arches.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or like somebody like Archie Bunker, a little racist, but you know, you got a heart.
Oh, archetypes.
Archetypes.
Well, on her latest podcast episode, she went back to her old high school, LA's Immaculate Heart. The recent graduates told her that they still hear women call derogatory words like bitch and bossy, but they haven't heard the word bimbo. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not 1965. Anyway,
okay. Bimbo, who says that?
I mean, talk about aging myself, but the idea of the bimbo, the dumb blonde, this was something I grew up seeing all the time, and here you go, they hadn't.
You know, words and slang kind of age out. Like, when's the last time you heard someone called a dame or toots?
Right.
Oh, toots. That's been a while. Toots. Broad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A tramp.
Yeah.
Oh, tramp. I hear tramp from
you hear tramp?
Yeah. They just screaming at me. I'm walking down the sidewalk. Yo, but like, okay, Meghan Markle, like, she was in high school, what, in the mid-90s? A lot has changed since Clueless in L.A., you know what I'm saying?
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they don't say reefer anymore.
Oh, yeah. I
say reefer.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still say reefer.
Yeah, we say reefer.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody don't know what y'all talking about.
These days don't say reefer.
Refer to what?
Right. What are you referring to?
It's kind of like showing up at your old high school and being like, do y'all still wear JNCOs? You know?
Right. Y'all still wearing cross collars. That's right. Y'all still doing.
Y'all got Cavariches?
No. I want to bring back Woman of the Night, though.
Well, speaking of
what's
bringing
that?
Woman of the Night, the term. You know, she's a woman of the night.
Prostitute.
Oh, okay.
Instead of calling her prostitute, would you say she a woman of the night? It's a nice way.
Streetwalker.
Yeah.
That evolved into she belongs to the streets.
That term evolved.
Yeah.
For the streets.
See, this is the history of slang. Dish Nation edition.
Okay.
Are you ready? Now, speaking of bringing things back, fans of Indiana Jones have been eagerly awaiting the fifth installment of the franchise, and it's reportedly called Indy, and it comes out next year.
Okay.
But the new movie actually picks up 8 years after the first one, which came out in 1981. Follow me now.
How'd it go?
And
right.
Harrison Ford is now 80 years old, but check this part out. Industrial Light and Magic is using this ill software that's going to de-age Harrison by taking old footage of him, matching it, and superimposing it on the new footage, which was shot for the upcoming movie. But don't worry, this is just for the opening sequence of the movie. Then after that, they're going to jump ahead like 25 years. So what y'all think it is? Y'all here for it?
I'm kind of here for it because Indiana Jones was a huge franchise. As kids, we loved to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the big ball. He was running from that big stone.
Yeah, it was
exciting.
Short round. You call me Dr. Jones. Oh, I love him.
Let's just say if we had the technology here on the Dish Nation side of things, de-age ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all taking it or not? I want that season one face.
Right,
I'll take it.
No. I'm going to take mine in a few years.
Yeah, once I'm gone, I would want, like, my voice to still be on stuff so people still recognize my voice. But I don't know about bringing my body back and bringing me all the way back.
Yeah, young Vanessa was not hitting.
Yeah, we're not. We
were so young and, like,
big cheeks. Yeah. And I just, young Vanessa was not hitting. This is, keep going this way. This is what I want to do. Yeah, let's do that. As long as it's not as bad as the Scorpion King. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember when the Scorpion King came out?
That CGI didn't age well at all.
It looks horrible.
That's not a good look.
You look like a crash test dummy. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay, y'all. I know the Kardashians do lots of unusual things, but let's see what you think about this one. Now, in a joint conversation with Interview Magazine, Kourtney told her sister Khloe that she keeps her 7-year-old son Rain's hair in a secret drawer. Let me explain. Kourtney said, I have Rain's hair because we didn't cut his hair until he was like 5. So I have his long braid and I smell it often. Okay. Now, what the hell are you sniffing this boy's hair for?
The weird part is the often. Like, it's the fact that she smells it often. I don't think it's so weird that she has a lock of his hair.
I'm about to say, I'm going to tell you as a mother.
Go ahead.
I'm a hair sniffer. I'm going to say. Oh, yeah, well, I cut my son's hair when he was maybe 1, close to 2, and I kept it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I kept his teeth, my daughter's as well. I used to keep their teeth. I kept his when the umbilical cord thing came off.
Right, no.
I kept
Vanessa,
that in a little baggie. Like, I don't know, it looked really bad if you ran up on it, but like as a mother,
like a chicken gizzard.
it looked really bad if you didn't know what this was. When so you, go ahead,
but you making Ghibli gravy.
I know you have questions.
When you say run up on it, do you mean like on your coffee table?
So this was my problem with Kourtney. I don't have a problem with you smelling the hair. Why is it in a secret drawer? Like, why is this a secret? Like, I kept mine like on the dresser. Like, so whenever I want to smell it. And put, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got baby teeth around. I just don't know where they are now. And I wish I'd had a secret drawer that put everything in.
Yeah.
I remember looking at his evidence.
I remember when I was a kid, mom had a lock, and it was of like my youngest sister's hair, and she had it put in a Christmas ornament. And like every now and then hanging up on the tree.
That's a good way to preserve it.
Nice.
Not you gonna go to somebody's house and all these body parts.
Hanging from the tree.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what is
that was your first tooth.
Yeah. Oh. I think I'm at the bone collector's house.
That's your fail.
Yeah. Here's the jar of 2 to 5. Right. This is all of it.
This is the placenta.
Mommy loves you.
Right.
A lot. Well, looks like Kris Jenner is switching things up for the holidays this year. She took to IG to share her very first Christmas card with her boyfriend of over 8 years, Corey Gamble. I'm so sorry, Corey. They did this with a paid partnership with Shutterfly, which was used to craft the festive card. And in the photo, the Kardashians star is rocking a red plaid blazer while Gamble is dressed in a quilted green quarter zip sweater. What y'all think?
It looks like on the back of this card, it says, come on down to save some money on your next Mercedes-Benz. You know, it's got all the intimacy. It looks like they might be Photoshopped together. Like, what's going on?
It's giving Photoshop. And then he has that hand in the front, kind of churched.
Yeah, that's the don't look at it pose. Yeah,
right. Is that what that is?
Yeah, he's covering his stomach.
Yeah, so they cover yourself up.
The respect. The don't look at it.
Yeah, cover your heavage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in a Christmas card and you're not, like, touching your significant other in any form or fashion, this is like, I don't, it doesn't
look
good.
Put the dog in there or something. Like, warm it up a little bit.
I mean, Kris don't never act like she love him. Like, it's never, like, about him. Well, we don't see it. She made behind closed doors, but when we see them in public, it's never a lot of affection. It might be a peck or something, I don't see a lot of love.
Yeah,
it don't look like a lot of love in this photo.
It looked like a meet and greet.
Right.
Like a little meet and greet. Like that thing.
Like you want a contest to meet Kris Jenner.
Up next, LeBron James has an itch to give up basketball and play football. Yikes. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Seems LeBron James might be ready to step off the hardwood and onto the gridiron.
What?
In a special episode of The Shop, LeBron implied that he might take a stab at an NFL career. However, L.A. Rams star Jalen Ramsey was all too ready to let Bron know that he didn't want all that NFL smoke. God, what do you guys think? Could LBJ, could LeBron be the go to 2 different sports?
I think he would be good. I think he would master anything he puts his mind to. And if he was good at football back in the day or in school, he's fast, he's athletic. Why not?
He's out right now with a pulled groin. You know what I mean? Like, I went to L.A. the other day to see a Laker game, and I saw him there. He just wasn't playing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, after you cross that 30 threshold, man, things heal a little slower. You're like Wolverine in that last movie where he died.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, sad.
You got to really take care of yourself and maybe do virtual football.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, how old is Tom Brady?
45.
He's 45.
But this is LeBron.
37.
But he got time.
Come to Atlanta. The Falcons would love it, LeBron. Sing your praises here on Dish Nation.
Jalen Ramsey has a point as far as, like, you don't want that NFL smoke because I have a lot of respect for them, the guys that are on the field. So you don't want somebody coming in all willy-nilly, talking about, I just want to play a little bit. You know what I mean? So I get where he, like, you don't want that
And
smoke.
Also based on the drift that, like, you know, there has been, like, many memes being brought up about LeBron James lying.
Oh.
I need to see some archival footage of him playing football. You know,
I need to really see him just reading that playbook.
Know what I mean? And beyond the first
page. Maybe, I mean, there's always pickleball. There's always pickleball LeBron. He can be the pickleball goat. Easy.
No grown man, heterosexual man wants to play, pickleball. Moving on. So no one can get you a better Christmas gift quite like your grandparents, right?
Right.
And singer Catherine McPhee's grandparents are no exception. So she and her husband, music producer David Foster, sat down with Page Six to discuss an upcoming Christmas special, and she revealed one of the weirder gifts she received from them, saying, "My grandparents, as they started to get older, they started giving the family really, really weird gifts from their travels. And the last one was very strange. It was a box full of canned tuna."
Oh. Now, her story must have unlocked a childhood memory for David, who told the reporter, "That reminds me of my grandparents when I was a kid. They used to come over and give us an orange." An orange? What's up with that?
David Foster is so old.
He's 73.
He's so old. What is he giving Catherine? Because he's old enough to be her grandparents. Oh.
This is true. And I would like to think that David Foster was around at a time where oranges were still kind of rare.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing. That was dope. Like, ooh, an orange.
Well, yeah, he's got Canadian, so like oranges in Canada 60 years ago might have been hard to come by.
Yeah. Really, it was a delicacy.
I like grandparent gifts, though. Your grandparents, for me, they usually give me things that my parents wouldn't give me. So, but I do remember them giving us like fruit baskets.
We used to always get like $5. No matter what the occasion was, you get $5.
In cash or a check?
Just $5. Okay. A $5 bill.
My grandparents used to do this thing where it's like, you remember the excitement of being a kid and seeing a box and not knowing what's in it, and you just go to ripping into it, and I would get like two pairs of knee-high socks, and I'm just like, damn, granny.
Oh, you know, when you're that age, you expect toys, you get clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the worst,
disappointing.
Man.
Yeah.
And then it'll be clothes that you ain't even really into. It's like, like, I'm gonna get beat up wearing this.
Like, damn, you got me an Oshkosh sweater.
Dressing you for Sundays.
I'm 17.
Next, we're getting into another Dish debate, but this one is about love and breaking and entering.
Ooh.
Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Looks like director James Cameron is calling out an anonymous 20th Century Fox executive who tried to tell him how to make movies.
Oh.
So in a new interview with GQ, he recalled how the unnamed executive begged him to make his 2-hour and 42-minute 2009 film Avatar shorter. And James responded and said this, "I think this movie is going to make all the money, and when it does, it's going to be too late for you to love the film. The time for you to love the movie is today."
Come on.
Yeah.
And he was so right, because Avatar made $785 million domestically and $2.9 billion worldwide.
Wow.
And the sequel, Avatar The Way of the Water, is coming out on December 16th.
Yes,
is even longer
is.
At 3 hours and 10 minutes.
I can't wait to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that first one.
The way it looks, what is it, the animation and just the way it looks, all the blue and everything coming to life. I love this movie. I am such an Avatar fan. I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah,
it was adventurous for him to make a movie that long at a time. You know, like, to have a movie in it that didn't have the title Man in it, like Superman, Batman, you know, Hawkman. I can understand how the movie studios be like, I don't know, this is a new concept, I don't think people are ready. But look at him, he laughed all the way to the bank.
Right.
But I was in the small percentage of people who hated Avatar.
Really?
I don't know why, man. I don't. And I saw it in the best theater that you could see a movie like that.
But I'm curious, though, like, Brad and HK, you're like, y'all record music, you made albums. Has anybody ever tried to get you to, like, cut down the length of an album?
Yeah. Like, I definitely had a long conversation with a guy. God bless the dead. My man, Garnett Reed. I was playing him some songs like, yo, fam, people don't got 5 minutes, man. It was just a long, the songs were just long. And I was like, nah, but I got stuff to say. He's like, people don't got time, bro.
Yeah,
and I started making them shorter, and it really helped a lot.
Because people's attention spans are so short.
Different.
Well, I'm a comedian, and people try to get me to shorten my set, but I ain't gonna do it. We gonna laugh till I'm done.
Right.
And you're gonna love it. The time to love it is now. You hear me?
All right, you guys, it's time for a dish debate. Well, it seems like Blueface knows when it's official that a woman loves you, darling. In a recent interview, he said that if a woman breaks into your house, that means she really loves you. And, of course, his girlfriend, Krishan Rock, is guilty of doing this.
Okay.
So what y'all think about this? Do y'all like the toxic thing or not?
The girl breaks into your house, you're a criminal.
There you go. Say that.
It really
depends.
To
do what? Yeah, really. Catch you with somebody else? Break you in your house to steal something?
He didn't.
Break in your house to do what?
Were you there? That's what I want
to
know, too.
Right, like, just to get to you?
If she breaks into my house to, like, draw a warm bath and set the scene, that's one thing. But if she breaks in my house to hide in the closet just in case, that's another.
Just in case you're cheating.
Well, but I'm not, so don't break into my house, all right?
Ooh. Hey, yeah, but y'all like a little bit of crazy, apparently.
You just shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Like, I think crazy is good when you have the time, energy, and patience for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you get older, like, you don't have time
for
it.
Yeah, when you're 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It takes a lot to come off the couch and defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? In a situation that concerns.
Roller coasters are less fun the older you get.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, Tanner. Because
right.
It's a little exciting at first.
Right.
And then when you get a little older,
you're that
you start
daredevil at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, bitch, I need my medicine.
Ride a roller coaster and take a nap.
Okay.
Up next, you won't believe how a wife's favorite for her husband could be the end of their marriage. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Last story today. So,
this is it.
Okay, y'all, we have a very interesting real life scenario that went viral on Twitter, and I want y'all to tell me how you would handle it, okay? Mm-hmm. Here we go. So, imagine your husband asks you to get a friend a job at your hospital, and you get the woman a job, not only at your hospital, but on your floor, and as soon as the 91st day of her 90-day probation period hit, this woman starts going around telling people she's actually your husband's mistress.
What?
This is going to be very interesting Thanksgiving at this poor woman's home. How would y'all handle this?
What?
Oh, he finna get.
Oh man,
like that is a problem. Like what?
Mm-hmm. And she yelling it all on the floor.
That's when you snatch her up and then you take her to him to y'all house and ask WTF is going on.
Oh my.
And then you let them start talking and then you'll be able to tell from the chemistry if something is going on or not. Cause somebody gonna be like, well, no, I don't. I
would think it was a prank.
And that's when you'd be like,
wow.
See, I feel like there's so many things that can be weaponized within the hospital to your favor. Like whether you're talking about like, oh, can you stick your hand in this like bin for me? It's the one with the needles in it that's been used.
You gotta make sure it's true first. Mm-hmm. So some
no,
kind of
I don't.
Way.
Yeah, I'm gonna be wearing you out in the parking lot because you are trying to embarrass me at work.
Yeah,
now, whether it's true
it.
Or not.
Yes,
exactly.
You should be saying it.
When I call him in the room, I'm gonna have those defibrillators ready. I'm gonna stand there like this and be like, do you mind? And then just might hit her with a little zip zap, you know?
A little something, something.
A little pop pop. I'd be out here on the loudspeaker like paging Dr. Tramp. Paging Dr. Tramp.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.